In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, on God, Amen.
To be honest, I found it very difficult, and maybe this is good for you, that there really isn't a sermon today. I felt that this is a very strong message for me that I just want to share with you, and maybe one of my biggest weaknesses and things to help and to grow in this manner. Before we start, I just want to ask you maybe just a question. Who's heard, just maybe whatever, raise your hand, who's heard of Groupon? Groupon. Groupon, yes. Who's used Groupon? Who's addicted to Groupon? Groupon, if you haven't heard of it, thank you. Groupon, if you haven't heard of it, it's just groupon.ca. It's great for some, maybe bad for a lot of the husbands. But it's basically coupons that you get every single day by email, or you can go on their website and you'll have, you know, go to this restaurant and you pay half price. Or go help yourself to a manicure, pedicure, and save 60%. You know, so they'll have some kind of coupon, no catch or anything, you buy it, and you use it anytime you want. So today, I feel like, in a way, the gospel has its own version of a Groupon. So, I don't know, what's your favorite car? Andrew, any favorite car? Hey? Car. Lamborghini, he thinks big. Okay, so today we have a Groupon today for a free Lamborghini. Okay? A free Lamborghini. And the way Groupon works, it's nice because it's not only for yourself, but for others. You can buy some for others. So usually there's a limit of two. But today, we're all lucky. We all get a Groupon, or actually I have a Groupon. But you're lucky because I have unlimited Groupons for all of my friends. So let's just hold off on the Groupon for a second, and we'll go on to, let's see what the readings of today, which typically drive the message of the day. So we'll take a very quick journey in terms of the readings, and there's many things in the gospel today. 20 verses, lots of messages, but there's one that sticks out, and it sticks out, and it's consistent through all the readings. So we see today from the Vespers, who attended the Vespers yesterday, it was the appointing of the 12 disciples, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. The Matins, who came early, is a great commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, right? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then the many, many verses that were really strong and powerful from the Pauline epistle from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. The Lord has commanded those who preach the gospel, those who preach the gospel must live the gospel. For if I preach the gospel, and I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. So woe is me. Necessity is laid upon me. Like sometimes I think I'm doing something great if I share the word of God. It's not something great. It's something that's commanded. Something that is of necessity, as St. Paul says it. And in fact, if we don't do it, and it's his words, not mine, woe is me. Woe is me. St. Peter says the same thing in the Catholic epistle. And then, of course, the story that we heard in the Acts, where the angel miraculously saved all the apostles and set them free to do what? To go what? Just go enjoy their lives? Go, you're free now. Go to the beach. Go enjoy the summer. No. Go, you're free, and go speak to the people. Preach again. As we saw today, the gospel, which we're going to get all our messages from, those were the readings, but the gospel, we're going to concentrate on four verses and four steps from those four verses. So the gospel, of course, is the appointing of the 70. The 70 apostles who were sent out by the Lord himself to go and spread the word. And as you can see from the picture, he sent them out two by two, right? He said, go spread the word two people at a time. Why two people? Why? Because Because the best way to bring people to Christ is Shidil within, right? One, like St. Luke on one ear, and maybe St. Mark on the other ear, and go pull them by the ear and bring them to me? No. Two is because two is a witness. Two for many reasons. One is in Jewish law, in the law of Moses, they had to take two witnesses to basically make sure things are true. And as you heard, they witnessed many things that they told Jesus at the end of the gospel. And if you know the story of Susanna, the one we read in Bright Saturday, it took two judges to condemn her of a sin which she didn't commit. So because there was two, it was witness, they can do that. But also two, practically, for encouragement. You know, for two people to come and to encourage one another. And that's how we as servants also were always taught by Abuna. Abuna always used to send his servants two by two to go visit all the kids in Sunday school. Again, ideally even male and female, to complement one each other, to encourage one each other, and to help one another. And so we still do this practice even to this day. Before we get into the gospel, and I said there's four steps that we're going to take, I'm going to mention one thing, and it's the most important thing. And it's not from the gospel, but we cannot skip this part and go to the four steps. And what's that part? The part is me. The part is me. I cannot go through the four steps if I myself cannot at least be immersed in two things, very simply. The Word of God and the Spirit of God. The Word of God and the Spirit of God. So the Word of God, of course, is His Word, where we want to take it, as St. Paul says to the Colossians, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, richly. Okay, not just dwell in you richly in all wisdom. How is richly? Like marination, is maybe a very simple way to think about it. When we say richly in the Word of God, think of marination. So when we have, and I'll flip through this very quickly, it doesn't show too well. So when you marinate something, you let something soak. So imagine taking a piece of meat and taking it from, you know, the fridge and sticking it on the barbecue and just eating it. How does that taste? Versus, you know, you spent, you know, time and it soaks for hours. And it soaks, right? We don't open up a can of Fool, just dump it on our plate and we eat it. That's been hayat. And that's what makes it good. It's the hayat. It's the marination. So, same with anything we cook. If we meditate on the Word of God, then that is what's being called upon us always. So marinate, and that's the commandment that he gave to Joshua in Joshua 1:8. Meditate on the Word of God day and night. That's his message to when Moses passed on to Joshua, that's what he told Joshua. The other one, we'll get rid of that because we'll wait for Thursday for that one. The other one is the Spirit of God. Okay? The Word of God and the Spirit of God. Letting the Holy Spirit drive your life. Right? The famous verses from St. Paul, do not quench the Spirit, do not grieve the Spirit. So in my part, don't like stop the Spirit working inside me. But be drunk. Okay? Today you're allowed to be drunk. But not with wine, as he said, do not be drunk with wine. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be, like when you're drunk and the alcohol is like in your blood, that's what he means by like be drunk, be filled with the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit is even in your veins, that it's not you that's acting, but the Spirit of God that's acting in you. Okay? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are children of God. So if you're leading a Spirit-led life, a Spirit-led life filled with the sacraments of the church. All the sacraments. Practicing with a sacramental life. So before we get on to the four steps, I don't want to rush this part. But because I want to put the focus on this, we cannot skip these two parts before going to the other ones. So make sure that we are marinated in the Word of God and being drunk with the Holy Spirit. All right, so I said the four steps. The four steps is IRAP, okay? IRAP. So it's not a new product from Mac, okay? It's not the next iPhone or anything like that. And So now you're leaving at Sunday and you're being drunk and you're rapping. So I'm not sure how that happened. But we're going to rap today and we're going to be drunk today, but with the Spirit and with another way. I, intercession. Okay? Intercession. The I and I rap is intercession. Or praying or blessing, if you want to say it. We take that from the gospel. When whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. When they came to a house, they prayed, they blessed the house, and they wanted peace to come to this house. We need to be a source of blessing. We need to be a source of blessing. Who am I? Like, who am I? Like, I'm going to be the source. Remember, I am first marinated in the word of God, and I am Spirit-led. So it's not me that's blessing. It's the Spirit of God that blesses as they blessed. The great commandment, we talked about the great commission. The great commandment is you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And also, the second like it is like this, is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other greater commandments than these, the Lord says. So who's my neighbor? Literally, my neighbor is also my neighbor. The Lord has put you at the address to be a witness to your neighbor. Nothing is coincidence. The Lord gave you the job to be, and you're sitting beside the cubicle, the office, the whatever, if you stand up, you know, whatever your work is, to be a witness to whoever's there that you're working with. Same with school. Anybody that is your neighbor. So the neighbors, hopefully, we want to think differently, right? That was the Apple thing. Think differently. When I see a neighbor, when I see a coworker, when I see a colleague at school, I have to look at them in a different way. And I have to look at them and pray for them. Very simply. Very simply. Not like my neighbor's a pain and they make too much noise and their cat does this weird stuff on my lawn. And when I mow the lawn, I mow the lawn perfectly. Not one grass I mow from my neighbor. I go and I go perfect lawn and that's how I'm going to be. That's not neighborly. That's not neighborly. I look for ways to be a good neighbor. I look for ways to have an opportunity to witness, to pray for them. There was a scene, there's a great movie. It's called Facing the Giants. Okay, one of my favorite movies. It's a Christian movie, and it has football. So my two favorite things in one thing. So football and Christianity. And there was a scene in the movie where the janitor of the school, the high school, you don't know what he was doing, but you see it at the end. He goes to every single locker praying for the students. Praying for the students. That's what we need to be. Why can't we pray? Why? It's a call to for intercession, to pray for the people that are around you. You know, if you have no neighbors, whatever, you live and you have whatever, no neighbors, anybody that's around you that you're exposed to on a daily basis, we should keep them in our prayers. This year, just before or just first or second week of the Great Lent, we had the pleasure of sitting with Abuna Tedros, and he said, listen, guys, today, or this year, as for the Great Lent, let's concentrate and focus and pray for the salvation of the world. Everyone, just pray and focus on this. Just everybody in a group praying for others. The church teaches us these things in our liturgy, right? Right after the Spirit comes upon the bread and makes it His holy body and the blood and the wine to His precious blood, the first thing we do is we have the seven litanies, the seven prayers. So we pray. The church, the liturgy teaches us to do that as well. We pray for the peace. We pray for the Pope. We pray for the priest. We pray even, right? The fourth one, the salvation of the world. So we should pray for this, not only in the liturgy, but in our thing. So be an intercessor. Saying small prayers, many of them. St. Paul has many prayers in Ephesians and Colossians. Ephesians and Colossians, look at them, and you'll see many prayers from St. Paul. Another simple one is from Numbers, right? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance and give you peace. Isn't that a nice prayer to just, maybe when you're leaving your house, to pray for your
sweat,
your surrounding?
With beads.
Number two, the relationship. So this comes from verse 7 and verse 8. Remain in the same house, eating, drinking such things as they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house, whatever city you enter, they receive you, eat such things as set before you. So have a relationship with them. Spend time with them. Spend time with them. This is method number two. So relationship in Iraq. How do I do that? I look for openings and I create openings. I look for openings and I create openings. What do I mean? Okay? I'll share with you and also a confession at the same time, public confession. I like to pray the Igbeya prayers because I learned so much from the Psalms of David and many things. And I used to travel a lot, and so it used to be a nice time to spend time in prayer. But I used to like to do it privately. And I used to wish for a window seat that nobody sees me. And you know, in the back of the Igbeya book has a cross, and nobody sees me. Nobody sees me, and I just, me and God. But God taught me a very big lesson once. And I was sitting with somebody, and they saw that I was, you know, and we inquired. By the end of 2 hours, she had my Igbeya. The next trip I had, I lost my Igbeya to somebody else as well. He taught me why. Like, why am I ashamed? Why is this something? Yes, pray. I'm not saying, you know, go carry your Igbeya, you know, make sure you tap every passenger and look at me. Look, cross. I'm not saying do that. But the opposite is what I was doing and hiding. Why hide? Like, sometimes I admit, sometimes maybe I angle a little bit, you know, just to, but like, don't show it off. But don't hide it. It could be an opening. It could be an opening. Your office. What if you have a Bible in your office? A cross in your office? I'm not saying go and make like an icon status, okay? You might get fired or something. But one simple thing. And people will ask. It's an opening. Why is there a cross? Who is this lady with a baby? What's this? What is that saint? What's Marcos? What's Marcos P. Apostolos? What is that? It's just an opening for people to ask you, and then that's a chance to say something. Mentioning the word of God. Like, instead of, you know, like, oh, you know, that was a great, great project that you did. Yes, thank God. Simple thing. Instead of just, yeah, thank you very much. Thank God. You sneeze, God bless you, instead of bless you. Mentioning the word of God. Who knows? Maybe to some, it won't say anything, but to others, maybe it's an opening for them to ask, what do you mean, thank God? Like, you did it. No, it wasn't me. It was the power of God in me. What do you mean, the power of God? It just gets the conversation rolling. Fasting, our favorite, right? We go, and you have this very upscale steakhouse, and you order fish. Why? Because you're a vegetarian? Yeah, I don't. You know, we can say that, yeah, we're watching our saturated fats and we're not eating meat. Or we can witness. And it could lead to something else. Right? Fasting is a great means of getting the word out as well. Next week, there's an Egyptian festival here, isn't there? Right? Why not invite them to the best food? Right? To food, to arts and crafts. Oh, is there really a church upstairs? Can I see the church? Sure. It's just an opening. And then who knows what happens after that. Okay? Another one for me is also another confession, two confessions. Tassoni Mary. Okay? Nani Ambuna has to come now. Tassoni Mary. Always, every year, used to give me booklets and booklets of of those raffle tickets. And I used to be scared to death. And go, you know, go to your office and sell them. I'm too shy. I don't want. And I did it. And you know, next year, same thing. I used to run away from her. She used to find me. I don't know how. She gives me the books. And then second year, you're doing this again. Yeah, it's your Coptic church, right? Yeah, how's that going? I heard there's persecutions. And it just gets the conversation going. Anything. Use anything in your relationship to say, to open the door. I said a prayer for the intercession. Here's a small prayer. Every morning, before you leave your house. Every morning. Three things. Lord, open the door. Lord, open their heart. Lord, open my mouth to know what to say. It's not me. Lord, open the door. Give me an opportunity. Lord, open their heart, more importantly. I can't do anything if the heart is closed. Lord, open my mouth. That's it. Three simple things before we drive off, get on the bus, or whatever it is. Number three, attend to needs. So IRAP, intercession, relationship, attend to needs. Attend to needs. Verse 9, and heal the sick, and heal the sick. Okay? So maybe we're not going to be, healing the sick was a need. That's what the people needed. They needed healing. Today, there's no difference. People need healing. Physically, emotionally, most of all spiritually. They need healing. There's a need. Attend to the need. Attend to the need is a great way for people to come in. And by Yusuf of Bolivia, I'm sure you've seen him before. He came to Bolivia, one person. 10 years, 11, 12 years now, he has a cathedral. What did he do? Of course, the power of God did everything. But one of the things he did is he always looked to see what the needs. The people needed computers. He set up computers in a church. Is it wrong? Well, but they came for the wrong reason. Okay, maybe they came for a reason. Right now, whatever, they could be deacons and servants of the church. So they came in one way. We know somebody personally, saw there was a need for babysitting. There was a family and needed just babysitting. That's preaching. The babysitting ended up bringing the person to the church, and now, thank God, a whole family is converted from nothing to Coptic Orthodox. They saw the need. One need. Babysitting is going to bring somebody to Christ? Yes. Anything. Any need. Okay? Intercession, relationship, attending to needs, and the preaching. The kingdom of God, this is also in verse 9, the kingdom of God has come near you. That's what you're saying. At the end of the day, you're preaching the kingdom of God. And we're going to quote something from St. Paul, from the Corinthians. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward Christ, but under law towards Christ. That I might win those who are without law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save the whole entire world. Right? If I do this, I'll save the whole entire world. That I might save just some. St. Paul, even St. Paul saved just some. Jesus could not. Jesus didn't save everybody. All those who accepted him. All those who repented and came to him. So if St. Paul and Jesus, like, don't get discouraged is what I'm saying. Like, oh, I tried this and nobody's coming. St. Paul, the greatest apostle. Jesus, God himself, like, could not drive his will towards others. It has to be from them. So I do this. What does all this mean? Is I find a commonality. I'm not saying, okay, my friends are going out to the bar. I have, to the ones that are without the bar, I become like those who are in the bar. That's not what this verse is saying. So don't get it confused. Okay? To the ones who goes to dances, I'll go to dances that I might win those who dance. Okay? It doesn't say that. But it just means I look for ways. Like, he's all these things. He's a Jew. And if somebody's weak and somebody, whatever, you look for ways. Whether it's weather, whether it's sports, whether it's politics, whatever it is that you have in common, then use that to bring the kingdom of God to them. Okay. What stops us is there's too much. The Lord said it today. The harvest is great. The harvest, it's too great. There's too many people out there. Like, what's the point? And we end up doing nothing. It's too hard. Too many people. We do nothing. Okay, there's a story of a father and a daughter, and they're walking on the beach, and there's hundreds of starfish on the beach. Poor starfish, yeah, haram, right? So he takes one and he throws one to the ocean, and he throws another one, and the girl says, "Dad, what's the point? Like, look at this. There's hundreds of them. What's the point?" She goes, well, the point is, at least the one that we threw in, it made a difference in that person's life. That's what we need to be. You can be the difference. Okay? Don't look at the great. Look at the one. Look at the one. Many times the Lord did things for just one person. Went all the way to Samaria for one person. Right? So look for the one. You can make the difference. You can make the difference. One starfish, okay, that's what you're able to do. That's great. At the end, this process is like, think of it like a chain. There's very rare. Can you say one word or one event and somebody will come to the Lord? Very rare. But it might take 100 steps. And you are step number 32. Is that step number 32 more important than step number 31? Or number 100? Or number 1? They're all important. Every step that we take is like that little chain. You are that link. And your role is important. As important as the final person, the first person, the 60th person, the 70th person. We have to look at us as just a piece of the puzzle. A piece of that chain that makes a difference. So again, I like St. Paul's prayers. This is another one also for us, also in terms of preaching. Praying always. St. Paul, I don't know how he does it, but he prays always. He's the busiest man that was around, but he's praying always. With all prayer and supplications in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Who are the saints? Who are the saints? Me? You? We're all the saints, right? We're all called saints. Any Christian is called a saint. We're all called saints. In Arabic, maybe it's easy, right? They always joke, into yakiddis, yakiddis. Yes, it's not a joke. We're saints. Not because of us, because of the Spirit that abides in us. So for all the saints. And for what? That utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly. This is what I need personally. Maybe you too. This is the shyness. We pray this every day, that give me the utterance that I may open my mouth boldly. To do what? To make known the mystery of God for which I am an ambassador of chains. A small prayer. A small prayer that we can maybe use that to help us, to give us that boost, that boldness that we need. So your eye wrap at the end, okay, is intercession, praying for others, being asking for blessing, asking for God to bless whatever is around me. You be the intercessor. The relationship, building relationships to open, give you a chance to open, open doors, attending to the needs, whatever need they are, to bring them closer and closer, and to preach the word. So we hope that we can do these four steps. It's nothing, again, nothing miraculous. Can I pray for others? Can you pray for others? Yes? No? Can you pray for others? Do you have relationships? Or are you like a hermit? Do you have relationships? Can we attend to somebody's needs? When there's a need that's like obvious, can we attend to somebody's needs? Yes? And can we preach, right? St. Peter said that we should always be ready to give a defense for the reason for the hope that is in you. That's all it is. Why are you so adamant about this? So can I preach? Can you preach in this manner of preaching? Well, congratulations. You all are now bona fide preachers. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sabe res vevinere e goro ten Chosen of the remtis eotokos Marias mavem bensoatir tefkalem novi Arevoltovem eushoisei Evolola shoisei eotel apostolos Nenepsevi emte masitis tefkalem novi Ti ones.